This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Gerritsen Building Supply, Greg Jones, American Research Climatologist and CEO of Abbasella Vineyards and Winery here in Roseburg. That's a recent development in his life. We've had him on before, and he's on with us this morning because Sunday night, some folks around the Umpqua Valley that might not have seen it coming were probably a bit surprised in some ways and in some ways not to see you on 60 Minutes to talk about climate change. Greg, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. I really appreciate it.
Well, talk about your background as a climatologist. How did you get interested in this field of study to begin with?
Sure. When I went back to college in the late 80s, early 90s, I was very interested in either water resources or some aspect of the environment, and started taking classes in meteorology and climatology, really fell in love with it. I found the methods of analysis and everything that it could tell me was quite interesting. And then as I was delving into climate a little bit more, my father had an interest in growing grapes and making wine and started his pursuit of looking for a place like Abbasella to grow grapes and make the wines he wanted. So he started asking me questions, which led me to ask my colleagues in climatology questions, which led me down the path of studying wine as being a very viable thing for a scientist to be looking at.
And you particularly, when it comes to climatology, focus on the wine area. What are you seeing both around the world and here in the Northwest about the impacts of what's happening with the climate?
Sure. I think maybe going back first, I did my PhD in Bordeaux, and as I was studying historical climates in Bordeaux, what I found was is that you couldn't understand the relationship between weather and climate and grape growing and wine production without accounting for how the climates had been changing. So this was back in the 1950s to mid-1995 or so. And as I finished my PhD and got out into broadly looking at climatology worldwide, I kept finding that viticulture regions had already seen, by the turn of the century, a fairly large amount of change in temperature, change in precipitation patterns and extremes. And so I proceeded down that path of doing different types of research in different places in the world. Climates have warmed anywhere from 2 to nearly 4 degrees Fahrenheit during both the winter and during the summer in most places throughout the world. We've also seen places that typically are really good for growing grapes and making wine, like West Coast climates like ours, have gotten drier during the summer. So we've gotten hotter and drier, which presents some really, I think, some strong benefits, but also presents some challenges at the same time.
And we've been seeing over the past several years, at least as I've been trying to learn a bit about wine, there's some concern, if I understand correctly, in California, at least in some locations, that they've either had to shift varietals or look at places like Oregon as the place to go next.
Sure. I think there's a little bit of that happening pretty much everywhere. And I think the first form of adaptation is really to look to how to better manage the vines you currently have. And what I mean by that is that how do you manage things like the canopy, how you prune, how you train the vines, how you use water for irrigation, those kind of things allow you to adapt a little bit. But as climates have evolved, people have clearly started looking at other varieties as being more suitable. The range of wine grape varieties is pretty large, and we have some potential to look at other varieties down the road. But there's also a little bit of a movement from places in Europe and Australia, South America, and the United States in terms of shifting regions as well. And so we're seeing, some of the places that used to be too cold becoming much more viable today. In the CBS segment, there was a discussion about Britain. Britain hasn't really grown grapes for very long, and now it's a burgeoning region, and there's a lot of interest in the wines from Britain today.
Interesting, and I'm curious how the CBS segment came to be, at least in terms of getting you involved.
Well, the segment was the interest of both the producer and Leslie Stahl, and they were trying to really take a look at all of the extremes that we've seen over the past maybe 5 to 10 years, and especially, you know, fires in Australia and Portugal and the western United States, heat extremes like we had this past summer here, and then in parts of France and most of Europe. This past year presented some really big problems. They had a very warm late winter, early spring, which led to early vine growth. And then they had a really hard freeze right after that and pretty much decimated some of the regions. And then as the growing season got going, then they had major hail events in different places. And in Champagne, major rain events that produced flooding. And so all of those things in combination were what CBS was really looking to better understand and produce a show on.
So for you locally, what were the impacts around this area with all the heat this past summer?
Well, I think the broader impacts were how it affected society, of course. I mean, there were we still don't know the exact number, but there's probably at least 100, if not more, deaths in Oregon attributed to the heat. We basically, it was just an absolutely unheard of breaking of records. Typically in climate, meteorology and climate, you break a record by, you know, 1 degree, a half a degree or something like that. But we broke records by 8, 9, 10, 11 degrees, and we were 40 to 50 degrees above our average temperatures. And so, it was phenomenal. So society was impacted tremendously because we're not used to it, and not as many people have air conditioning. But also you can look at plants, native plants. You look at all of the fir trees in the forest. All of the new flush growth that came out in the spring was singed back by the heat, and so there's a lot of damage out there. Fortunately, on the grapevine side of things, I think we were at a stage in the growth cycle that it didn't impact them quite as much as it could have if it had been 2 weeks earlier or 2 weeks later. But still, you know, a challenging situation when we're already in a drought and we've got this massive heat event going on around us.
And for looking at this issue, are climatologists pretty much in agreement?
Oh, yes. It's, when I started back in my academic career, I was in an era when science was still evolving in terms of our understanding of this. And, I would say that it might have been a 50-50 deal back in the mid, late 80s, early 90s. But as we've progressed today, there's just absolutely no doubt the vast majority, 98-99% of all geoscientists worldwide know that we have a changing climate. And we know that certain aspects of what we do as a human race, 7+ billion people on the planet, can't help but impact the climate in different ways.
All right, Greg Jones, American Research Climatologist and CEO of Abacela Vineyards and Winery in Roseburg on 60 Minutes last Sunday night. You can check the CBS site if you want to see the full interview there. Greg, anything you want to add?
No, I the biggest thing is just if you get a chance, take a peek at the interview. There's some really good information on historical harvest dates that go back to the 13th century. And so we have evidence of a lot of how this is impacting us going back for quite a ways.
All right. Greg Jones of Abacela, thanks for being on this morning.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. Take care.
All right. 8:40 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's Building Supply.